Can you talk about the second twin brother that Dr. Roach presented?
So this gentleman, same age, which was 54, he had a clinical stage of a T2A, small nodule, palpable unilaterally, Gleason score of 3 plus 4 equal to 7, 5 of 12 cores positive, and a PSA of 14. And he also chose external beam radiation therapy. So the choice here that came up most predominantly was a third of the group selected external beam radiation and neoadjuvant hormonal therapy, which essentially means short course hormonal therapy. So that would be 4 months a la RTOG, or 6 months if you look at the Harvard study or now the Australian study. The next most popular choice was to do the short course hormonal therapy with external beam and an implant as a boost. And I think that this brings up a very important point, a general point that I'll make. And that is the following. We now have two randomized studies that show that in this particular gentleman, the Gleason 7, PSA 14, classic intermediate risk, T2A, localized patient, that adding hormonal therapy of about a 6 month duration prolongs cancer-specific survival and in one study, overall survival. Both of those studies used, one study used 70 gray, one study used 66 gray, neither study used high dose radiation, and neither study treated the pelvic lymph nodes. So the question has been raised, is the hormonal therapy short course simply adding local control, or is it doing something more? And I think the Australian study answers the question. It's doing something more. It's adding local control, which is what dose can do, but it's also impacting micrometastatic disease. So what I have said regarding this type of gentleman is dose escalation in the setting of short course hormonal therapy is fine as long as you do it safely, because we have no data to support that it adds anything to hormonal therapy, but if it can be done safely, it certainly can't hurt. And when I say safely, I'm talking about the rectum in particular. People have to pay attention to that rectal prostatic interface when they go above 70 gray, because you can start to get into issues of rectal bleeding, needing coagulation, and sometimes even worse, situations where you might have a fistula or a breakdown. Now, we haven't seen a lot of that with dose-escalated studies in the RTOG because the techniques employed are using tight margins posteriorly when they get above a certain dose, typically 70, to protect the rectum on purpose. And I think that's wise. Of course, the flip side of the coin is, are you really treating the whole prostate when you make such a tight margin? I was fascinated at ASTRO in the mini plenary session. There was a paper from the University of Michigan that used the Calypso system to track in real time the motion of the prostate during treatment. And it's something I've been saying for a while, but now we have data to substantiate. There were 11 men tracked for 10 minutes. And during the first couple of minutes, two of the 11 men had movement that was greater than a centimeter. And so as we go to these more conformal techniques and we dose escalate, we need to be mindful of the fact that we may be dose escalating, but we may not be dose escalating the entire prostate. So protect the rectum if you're going to dose escalate. Don't leave out the hormonal therapy. And I think those are the two bottom lines.